Homily 25, Pentecost Sunday. Receive the Holy Spirit. I would call today's Feast of Pentecost the bubbling enthusiasm of Jesus' disciples at finally realizing what it means to be a Christian. Bubbling enthusiasm. When I was a boy, I woke up early one Christmas morning, raced down the stairs, and there it was. An electric train set. My bubbling enthusiasm caused me to rush to wake my sister. Our parents were at Mass, returned home to find us playing with our gifts, but disappointed at not being there to see our bubbling enthusiasm when we first saw our gifts. Whenever I do a wedding, the bubbling enthusiasm on the bride's face always impresses me. The look of bubbling enthusiasm when a mother and father gaze upon their newborn, a look I often see when I baptize. My parents and sister remarked about my bubbling enthusiasm when I was ordained, and then saying my first Mass. I have old friends, husband and wife, who made a charismatic retreat years ago. For weeks afterwards, she would cry out with bubbling enthusiasm, "I am a Christian! I am a Christian!" Her husband wanted to strangle her. If you've ever been to a charismatic meeting or spoken with one touched by the bubbling enthusiasm of those in the charismatic movement, you have an idea of what Jesus' disciples experienced on Pentecost and how they acted for a while. In this morning's Gospel, the risen Christ appears to his disciples and says, Pentecost, receive the Holy Spirit. But during another resurrection appearance, Jesus ordered his disciples not to leave Jerusalem, because there they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit, receive power, become his witnesses. So they went to Jerusalem during the Jewish Feast of Pentecost, a pilgrim feast. The last feast of Passover, the Jewish harvest festival, which also commemorates the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. Because resurrection was associated with the age to come, Jesus' disciples probably expected the end of this existing age. But what happened? They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. We've heard that 1,000 times. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus' Spirit, the Christian experience. Tongues as of fire transformed them from confused, fearful disciples to those who would courageously, publicly preach, as if drunk with new wine, with bubbling enthusiasm, in different languages to the entire world. Thus the list of known areas of the world we just heard. They would preach this, the good news of the Lord Jesus Messiah, and in the face of the full hostile force of Jewish and Roman authority. Clear. Bubbling enthusiasm does not last. Jesus himself must have been bored at times. His disciples' failure to understand, listening to their bickering about who is the greatest in the kingdom of God. Even in good, stable marriages, humdrum daily life takes over. How many married couples resonate with this? A wife became so angry with her husband that she told him to get out and yelled as he went through the door, "I hope you die a long, slow, painful death." He turned around and said, "Oh, you want me to stay?" At my grandnephew's confirmation, I was struck forcefully by the boredom of one priest, a very good and loved priest, who had just celebrated his 50th anniversary. I had a nun friend who said there were times when she wished that she had said yes to George's proposal years ago. Humdrum daily life takes a toll. The great German Jesuit theologian Karl Rahner said on his 80th birthday, that he wasn't exactly bursting with joy. Although faithful to Jesus to the end, the apostles eventually had to deal with the ins and outs of daily living, with the sober intoxication of the Spirit. People who ignored, laughed at their message, the beatings, imprisonment, and in some cases death they received from both Jewish and Roman authorities. What sustained the Apostle Paul in prison, awaiting death by the sword? No crucifixion for a Roman citizen, and Paul was a Roman citizen. Herod was still king, the Romans still controlled Israel, the temple was still not completed. Paul's sober intoxication. I want only to know Christ and him crucified. What sustained Pope John Paul II during his long period of physical decline? Or Cardinal Avery Dulles, great teacher, I was privileged to have him. The physical decline of Cardinal Avery Dulles, whose polio reawakened in later life, confining him to a wheelchair, rendering him almost speechless. Persevering through the grayness of everyday life and faith, hope, and love. Carrying the cross of our often humdrum daily lives. A more sober form of Pentecost. We should also keep in mind that the first Pentecost, Christ on the cross, giving up his spirit, the spirit is born in blood. The Apostle Paul was less interested in Pentecostal bubbling enthusiasm and more with the fruits of the spirit of Pentecost: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these, he wrote. With this in mind, let us pray to do the ordinary in an extraordinary way, filled with the courage and hope we have from the Pentecostal spirit of the crucified and risen Jesus Messiah. Receive the Holy Spirit.